Welcome to This Week, Those Books. It's November 15th, 2023. As Britain's highest court decides on whether the government can send asylum seekers to Rwanda, the big story is migrants and refugees. Several European countries also want to outsource the whole issue of uninvited migrants. In America, too, there is a political fight over migrants coming across the border with Mexico. And Pakistan has been evicting Afghan refugees since November 1st. The backstory is that most international migrants reside in Asia and Europe, 31% each according to the United Nations, followed by 21% in Northern America. This week, Those Books has an interview with Sam Miller, author of Migrants, The Story of Us All. The book is a global history of human migration. Asked how his book illuminates the migration issue globally, Miller says he steers clear of toxic arguments and asks readers instead to reflect on our history and remember that we are all migrants or descendants of migrants. He adds that this doesn't make migration or migrants a good or bad thing, but it's a recognition that our species, more so than any other land mammal, is fundamentally migratory. Miller says that to pretend or claim that we can simply stop migration with a new law just isn't realistic. It hasn't worked in the past, and it doesn't work now, though it may affect the kinds of people who try to migrate. Miller added that harsh barriers to migration usually make it more likely that persuasive and/or desperate risk-takers will successfully migrate or fail in the process. The author says these issues matter because pressures of migration will increase massively on account of climate change. This week's second book is Season of Migration to the North by Tayeb Salah. The novel is about a young man who returns to Sudan from Europe with a PhD and a deeply changed sense of self. The doctorate gives him a notion of his own consequences, but he's a different man to the one who left his village on the Nile. In the end, the protagonist dives into the river, struggling to overcome a moment of physical and psychological crisis. And our last book is Divided, Why We're Living in an Age of Walls by Tim Marshall. Sky News, former foreign affairs editor, starts his account with the border wall between Israel and the West Bank. It is, he says, the most forbidding and hostile in the world. He goes on to offer some stark facts on a world with more walls than ever before. It's a good primer on a divisive issue. Thank you for listening. I'll be back next week with the latest This Week, Those Books.